This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Our number 3123. We're in our third hour. This Wednesday nights, when I do it with you guys, it just goes too fast. I don't normally do Wednesday nights. I normally do Thursday nights, but every once in a while, I get a chance to pop in and hang out with you guys.
We're glad you're here.
I like to do that. Not that I know you guys miss Mark. Mark's a great host. Heck, he's been around since there was a Free Talk Live, but Mark is in Korea.
He's in transit, right?
Oh, well, yes.
He's traveling right now.
Traveling right now. Mark, the regular host on Wednesday nights, is in South Korea. He's been in South Korea. Evidently, like Jay said, he is on his way back. So probably next Wednesday you'll get treated to Mark again. But in the meantime, you got myself, Chris.
And Jay.
And Angie.
And we're here to talk about what you like to talk about, and that can be anything at all. This is an open phones show. You can bring up the topic, and you can set the course of the ship and let us know what is interesting to you. But first, we are going to go to the phones, where we've got Larry from Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How are you doing now?
I'm good.
I kind of feel like you are a good sample of millennials, right?
Well, I don't know. Larry, I might be a little old to be a millennial.
Okay, but you know what I mean when I say the young white children, right?
Well, now, I don't know how old you are, Jay.
I just 63. Turned 40.
Okay, well, I'm close to you. I'm closer to you than I am to these guys. So, okay. But go ahead with your question.
Here's what I'm saying, and I don't know whether it's pervasive or not, but here in Indianapolis, every corner has a brew pub, a whiskey distillery, or some other kind of greasy spoon on every corner now. And the thing about it is, the city is subsidizing these brew pubs and distilleries by buying their equipment, setting up their place to do business, and giving them business loans, right?
They're trying to attract those sorts of business.
Yeah. Is this through an urban development thing?
Yeah, it's through urban development. They're paying for the actual equipment that does the deal. Now, alcoholism is a dangerous disease. Do we agree on that?
I can certainly agree with you on that.
Because my brother died from alcoholism, and I know in the black community about 20, 30 years ago, we were fighting to get the scourge of a liquor store out of every corner in our community. Now it looks like it's admissible, and not only is that admissible, but heroin use is admissible. Over in the park across from the library, they were giving out clean syringes, tourniquets, and swabs to people as if the state has sanctioned heroin. Now, but you know, this is awful weird because when the crack was going on, they were forcing it on black communities. They forced the alcohol on black communities. So it looks like some kind of a turnabout is fair play is coming, where they are willingly exposing their children to this poison every day. They want them to drink every night. They say if you OD on heroin, we'll come out and spend $6,500 to rescue you so you can call us back in the same night. I mean, it's as if some kind of judgment is taking place or payback for what they've done to the colored people. So let's take a look at what's going on. Anytime the state sponsors alcoholism and heroin addiction, and they don't even make a second thought about it. In fact, they call it economic development. So,
well, I don't think that's the case with heroin. The reason we have an opioid epidemic, and it's an epidemic, Larry. You see people in the street. You know what's going on. You know that the black communities and white communities have always had a heroin addict. There have always been heroin addicts. The difference is now we have thousands and thousands of kids who would have never become addicts if it weren't for the war on drugs. The war on drugs caused prescriptions first to be written for anybody because, you know, Big Pharma said that, hey, if you've got any kind of pain, you know, Vicodin, that's the safest way to treat it. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That addicted half the population, it seems like. And then they said, well, we're writing too many prescriptions. You know, doctors, you can't write any more prescriptions for Vicodin, which then left these people who you already addicted with no place to get pain relief. So they found an alternative, black tar heroin. So
I mean, but
these are problems created because they created the problem in the first place, and they're trying to figure out a way to profit off of it.
Not even mention
profiting.
Of course they are. What I would argue is that we would be better off with no laws about heroin. Let people do heroin if they want to do heroin. And guess what, Larry? I'm 55 years old. I never woke up one day and go, you know, it's Wednesday. Wouldn't this be a great day to go try heroin? I've never tried heroin. Have you tried heroin?
No, I have not, but it's legal now because if you get caught with heroin in your system or in your pocket when you OD, it's a Class D felony, or it used to be. Now they
shove
you a Narcan and let you go.
I have no problem with trying to save somebody's life.
Well, that's a suicide victim.
Would you ever have tried heroin? And like you said, you're advocating it. You know, it's legal. You're telling me it's pretty much
legal. It is legal.
So,
it's at gunpoint.
So would you try heroin now?
No, I have no desire to. But
why not?
Because I see the homeless people that are sleeping under bridges that are addicted to heroin every day, and
exactly.
I got better sense.
Exactly.
But the thing about it is, they are sanctioning alcohol, too. That's the gateway to heroin, is alcoholism. And they've got these fancy breweries, and they laugh and joke about it, the wine bars back-to-back. I mean, that's alcoholism. It all happened before, where alcohol and drugs takes all the money.
We've been talking about booze a lot tonight, and I've drank. I had, during my military time, I was in for 4 years, they say that alcohol takes 24 hours to leave your body. You heard that before? I can tell you for at least 3 years, alcohol never left my body.
There you go.
Right.
But see, some people can take it, some can't. But alcoholism
is a deadly disease.
Yeah, but
that's the
when
thing,
you're illiterate, you can't make it. And you got somebody saying, come to our event this week. We're going to have a beer garden and a wine garden. And you can get a cocktail if you want it. That's dangerous.
I'm with you on a couple things. I don't think the city of Indianapolis should be involved in trying to work in the free market. That just makes no sense. Yeah, and that's wrong. That's taking your money, and you don't approve of that. Why are they spending all this development you see is being paid for with your money?
It is.
So thank you, Larry. That's what we should be angry with. We should be angry with politicians. They're getting involved in things they have nothing to do with. They shouldn't have anything to do with.
I'd like to add a little bit to this heroin epidemic. A little information here. You guys know who Silver Dave is. He's on the show on Tuesdays sometimes. And he's been a good friend of mine for a lot of years. And he was, special forces in Afghanistan.
Yep.
And there was a report that came out about 2 years ago that basically opium or production has increased something like 17,000% since the United States took occupation of Afghanistan. And Dave will tell you that they were told not to interrupt with the local economy and not to disrupt the heroin production and heroin flow. And basically the military is literally subsidizing heroin being imported into the United States. Therefore, it is cheaper than about any other street drug out there right now. It's cheaper than cannabis in many places.
It's insane. And this opens up a couple other areas that are definitely worth exploring. If you have a newborn baby, better yet, if you have an 18-year-old son, he has never lived in the United States when we were not at war with Afghanistan. There's something wrong with the cycle of endless warfare and endless welfare. 855, 453, this is Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business. And they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot, and if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life instead of being locked into certain relationship or marriage models that don't make you happy? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? You can do both. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That is our toll-free number, 855-453. 1-800-450-3733. That is the number to call to get on the air and talk about what's on your mind. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Jay.
And Angie.
And I wanted to talk to you about My Magic Mud. What is My Magic Mud, you may ask? My Magic Mud is black tooth powder. That doesn't mean you put it on your black teeth. It means that this stuff is black. It's made from charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. This stuff is clinically proven to whiten your teeth. It is the craziest thing you've ever seen, but it does work. It's available in most health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart in the natural beauty aisle. You can get 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. That's 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. This stuff is amazing. Everybody who tries it comes back and is like, I can't believe I never tried this stuff before. Give it a shot, guys. You'll love it. We have been talking about, our last caller wanted to talk about addiction and talking about, you know, what's happening in Indianapolis with evidently the city providing startup funds for lots of bars and he's, you know, saying they've got a huge opioid crisis going on down there. As far as opioids go, you need to look at the models that have been tried in Europe, because what we have here doesn't work. You can look at complete legalization of heroin in Switzerland, which is amazing. They have driven a new usage almost down to nothing. Nobody just wakes up in the morning and says, hey, I think I'll try heroin today. They might smoke a little weed. They might drink some Swiss beers, and there are good Swiss beers. But nobody really jumps right onto the heroin bandwagon. Unfortunately, in this country, a lot of people got led onto it by pharmaceutical opioids, and that's kind of where it starts. We're going to go to, Washington State, where we've got Mike on the line. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How are you doing? Can I weigh in on your last caller? He was very inspiring, that gentleman, Larry, that called. I grew up in the same town that Kurt Cobain grew up in, and we have a terrible, terrible problem with heroin and addiction, but we have a worse problem with the county. And I'll tell you what the county did recently. They extended with grant money, of course, the needle exchange program. And what I noticed was they have enough. They come on our talk show every morning, and they don't realize when they tell people mistruths. There's not only an archive, but some people pay attention to everything they hear, and they lie a lot. Well, what they did, they extended the needle exchange program, and they bought a used motorhome from an unknown source, which I'm going to get to the bottom of it because I know what they did. Everybody's benefiting from this grant money, and the guy that's got an addiction is getting a clean needle so he can keep getting messed up every day of his life and eventually wind up committing suicide or just, you know, they should be ashamed of themselves. Yes, they need clean needles, but somebody bought a used motorhome at the county that's unmarked, which means somebody that somebody knew, chances are, just got rid of their old motorhome and right. made money off this grant money, and I think it's a shame.
That is a shame. As far as heroin goes...
Can I mention the county? Is that allowed?
Oh, I don't care.
Grays Harbor County, Aberdeen, Hoquiam, all those areas down there. And then the cities are, like, buying property. They took property from a guy that had a homeless problem who was disabled. They had 100 people living. He couldn't do anything about it. They forced him out. They bought the property. Then they put everybody in a mitigation center behind City Hall, 40 Penn. And now they've sold the property. All of a sudden, they've got a buyer for this property on the water. The mayor had been to China, to the port of China, you know, a 25-year-old mayor down there. And then now they're got the property, like, within a week. You know, it's all of a sudden got a buyer. They keep coming on the radio and disclosing their own lies. Now they're buying another piece of property so they can put 100 tents. They're all profit. It's a business.
Yeah, they're running it like a business.
And the homeless guy's still going to be cold. They're not giving a blanket. They're not doing anything for them.
Right.
They're making money for themselves. It's just terrible. And that's pretty much, thank you so much. This is a great show. I'm kind of new here, but I really appreciate you guys.
Hey, no problem.
Thank
so
you.
What would you do to address the homeless issue? That's a big deal in Seattle and on the West Coast.
Many major cities, even here in Manchester.
I'm not still here.
No, you are still here. Correct. I'm just asking you, do you have any ideas how to do... Go ahead.
Well, what I have noticed is I live in a very rural community in the mountains. It's beautiful, but I go to Everett, Washington a lot. And my friend took me the other day to show me some very nice homes. They had Santa cans and very nice, high-quality tents in their backyard. And they had found people that really wanted to step up in life. And the city has allowed them to take... I mean, we need to take care of our own people. And the county is doing nothing to take care of people.
Does that take government to do that?
The government will never do it. The government will never do it. That's the whole thing. We have to do it. We have to do it.
The realtors, your local realtors association is lobbying to make sure you can't put a tent in your backyard in a sandy can
exactly.
And let somebody stay there, or that you know your uncle can't camp out in a camper for you know, or you can't have
exactly.
a campground that's year round.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's shameful. Anyway, that's all. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a good night.
Hey, thanks
you
for
too.
The call. He brings up a lot of good points, and it's one issue. You know, you can start out talking about heroin, but then it becomes about needle exchange, and then it does become about homeless because these problems go in a row. I will say that, again, I got to feel inspired by what the Portuguese and the Swiss are doing. Swiss is the most direct on heroin. They just said, if you're an addict, you can count on us to help you. They do provide needles. They provide a place to shoot. And the Swiss government distributes heroin. Guess what? That's pure heroin. So when you go in because you're a heroin addict and you need a shot, it's a known quantity. It's not, this might have fentanyl in it or this might be cut with something else. You know exactly what you're getting. They've come to the conclusion that people who are addicted to opiates that are on heroin need to be it has to be some form of maintenance. If you try to switch them all cold turkey, then you're instantly involved in a 30-day, 90-day, 120-day, 180 days at least of rehab.
Which is total misery for these folks.
Right. If you can get them onto some sort of medically assisted maintenance program while you try to treat the addiction, you're going to eliminate all the crime that will come when that guy runs out of heroin. That's when he breaks into your house. That's when he steals your car stereo. When he doesn't have the means to get what he needs. And I think a lot of us who have never done heroin or never read about it don't understand that concept of need. It's something they have to have. If they don't get it, they get violently ill.
But they made a choice to begin with to
Did
try
they?
It. But, I mean, you make a choice in everything in life. And they made a choice whenever the first time they tried it. It was their choice.
I might disagree with you a little bit.
I think I might, too. We're going to talk about that. Does every addict, did it all start with a choice? 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's not flip-flopping, even though he backtracked previous comments on gun control and payroll tax cuts.
I'm not looking at a tax cut now. We don't need it. We have a strong economy.
As for his support for stronger background checks on guns,
I want guns to be in the hands of people that are mentally stable. And those people, I want them to easily be able to get a gun. But people that are insane, people that are sick up here, I don't want them to be able to get a gun.
Speaking before a Louisville trip, he said he was the chosen one when it comes to dealing with China. He tweeted a quote from USA's Wayne Allen Root, saying the Jewish people love the president like he's the king of Israel and the second coming of God. He defended his stance with China.
Somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's free as in freedom, free as in Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. Give us a call, let us know what's on your mind, and let's talk. That's the idea behind Free Talk Live. It's radio you control, and there aren't a lot of stations you can call and set the topic, but this happens to be one of them. This is one that you can set the topic, and lately it's been opiates. And Angie, you have taken the position that we shouldn't try to save people's lives. If they're addicts, they became addicts because of a choice. And I'm paraphrasing, that's
but
on them.
But at some point in this journey that they're on, they made that choice. They decided at some point that I'm going to go to heroin. If they had drugs from a doctor or they couldn't get pills anymore, they decided to choose to take heroin. I'm not saying that, we shouldn't help them try to get clean, but I'm saying that if they are overdosing and they do it multiple times, why are we continuing to save them? And their children, their fathers, their mothers, I get it. Their sisters, their brothers, and their family, and you love them. But what can you do for a person who won't help themselves?
The issue, and this is based on what I've read, and I don't have a great understanding of what opioid withdrawal is like, but the book that I read, and I highly recommend it, it's called Dope Sick. I don't have the name of the author. Dope Sick was the book, and she did a good job of going. She wanted to write about this topic, and she went back to West Virginia and Virginia. And in the current opioid crisis, that's kind of where Ground Zero was, Appalachia. It started down there, and it also started, oddly enough, in Maine. Maine was like the second Ground Zero of opioids because there were a lot of people that do a lot of dangerous jobs in Maine. People do dangerous jobs, get injured, and that was the issue. They found a lot of people early on that were being prescribed opioids, and unfortunately, your prescription runs out. And if you've been told, if your doctor's been told that, you know, Vicodin's completely safe, don't worry about taking it, prescribe it to children, that's what they were doing. If your son, if his knee's hurting him because he got hurt in a high school football game, give that kid Vicodin. And don't worry about refills because it's not going to be addictive to him. That kid suddenly finds himself addicted. If he stops taking opioids, he will get physically ill. And I don't mean throwing up just once. He is going to feel like death until he gets it again because he has already hit that point. The problem I think I see with addicts is they are at that point where every time they try to stop, they are going to get dope sick.
And how long does dope sick last?
Days until they get it, or you're going to try to cold turkey yourself off of opioids, and that's pretty hard to go through.
It could last the rest of your life almost, actually. I'd love to, after you guys talk about this a little bit, my aunt is a doctor of psychology. She explained to me pretty much what happens with the dopamine and dopamine receptors in the brain due to opiate use, and afterwards I'd like to...
We're going to get back into this, but first we want to go to someone in West Virginia who wishes to remain anonymous. No name in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, about the whole it's a choice. Actually, I'm a coal miner, and I was injured in the mines. I hurt my back, had some top fall in on me. The doctor prescribed me Oxycontin 40s for about, I'm going to say, about 5.5 months. And then all of a sudden, didn't prescribe me anything. I was all better. But no, actually, I was not. I was worse than I was when I walked in his office because I'm addicted to it. And at that time, it was legal for these pharmaceutical companies to pay these doctors to push their product. And I'm not talking here's $5, here's $10. I'm talking here's a cruise, here's a trip to Hawaii, here's a new car, here's whatever you need to push our product. It's 100% safe.
And they were pushing it, that it wasn't just here's what's available, think about prescribing it. It's the more they prescribed, the more perks they got. I don't know how you'd call that anything other than being a drug dealer at a higher level.
It is. It's legalized drug dealing. And the withdrawal symptoms, they last for up to a month. I've been through the methadone clinics. I've been through the Suboxone clinics. It's all a bunch of hogwash. I mean, it's legalized. You're a legalized buzz is all it is, because you can go to work and function because you don't have to go out and hunt for pills. And I've never turned to heroin. Thank God. I was always afraid of needles, and I never did that.
So when you stopped using the Oxycontin, you just quit. They stopped prescribing it, and you quit cold turkey.
No, I went through series of a month at a time of being sick and pardon my vulgarity, but of using the bathroom on myself, vomiting on myself, feeling like I've got the flu times 10. I mean, you can't get comfortable. Your legs jerk, your legs ache. And I'm so thankful that there's an actual radio station that'll actually talk about this, because usually it's swept under the rug and people don't care about it. I mean, yes, I'll be an addict till the day I die. Regardless of whether I'm using or not, I'm still an addict. That mindset is programmed into you. Your body chemistry changes. And that's what people don't understand. You think it's a choice. It's not. It was a choice for me to take those pills, and it was.
Because you were hurting for other reasons.
Exactly. I thought, hey, you know, this is okay. You know, I'm laid up. I'm in a cast from my waist down. The doctor says it's okay. But
now, did you continue to take those pills once you were out of the cast?
Yeah, I took them up until the day he cut me off, and then I went and found them on the street.
Right.
I mean, because it was either that or lay there and be sick and lose my job. I had to function in society.
And are you on a are you on a medical maintenance program now for like something you brought up Suboxone and Methadone? Or did either of those help you?
The Suboxone did to an extent. The Methadone was just legalized high. That's all it was. And they can say what they want to, but when I tried to leave that Methadone clinic, they were like, well, no, we don't need to wean you off. You need to stay here for a couple. Here, let's try 1 milligram going down. And at the time, I was on 120 milligrams of that stuff. It would took me forever to get out of there.
I got a suggestion for you. Ibogaine.com.
I'm not on nothing now.
No,
I'm clean and sober. It took my wife threatening to leave me and take my kids.
Ibogaine, gotcha. The Ibogaine clinic is out in Mexico. I got a friend who actually works for it. His sister was hooked on heroin. And what Ibogaine does is it resets your dopamine in your brain, basically resets your dopamine receptors back to literally the day you were born. It actually clears up a lot of other different things, but it's been tremendous for helping people kick opiate addiction. Now, it does cost several thousand dollars to go do one of these clinics, and Ibogaine is an element that's like mined from soil in South America.
Now, what's interesting is I've read about in books about heroin addiction, Ibogaine gets brought up, but why is it in Mexico? Because it's illegal to prescribe and use in the United States. Ibogaine.
The reason why it's illegal in the United States is because the lobbyists are your pharmaceutical reps that pay the senators to tell them, no, don't let people get clean. Don't let them get sober, because that's one less dollar that we can make. And that's all it boils down to.
And junkies don't pay attention to politicians. Addicted people don't pay attention to politicians. Loved ones of addicted people don't pay attention to politicians.
Or you're doing what? You're thinking about how I'm going to get high and happy the next time.
Exactly. I would have robbed and killed anybody when I was sick, and it didn't matter who it was. And normally, I work 9 to 5.
We're glad you're clean.
I've been clean now for 3.5 years. It'll be 3 years, 7 months on the 9th of September.
Congrats, so and thanks
for the call. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've had an interesting evening. We've talked about everything from cities providing bars, it's just been all over the board. We've recently been talking about addiction, and particularly opioid addiction, which kind of has lit the phones up. If you're interested in being on the air and you want to talk about this stuff, try giving us a call, 855-450-FREE, and we've got a number of calls on this topic now. We kind of started off with the point, you know, it's the question is, do people choose to become addicts, or is it something out of their control? That's really the root question that Angie asked. And do heroin addicts choose to become heroin addicts? Do pill addicts choose to become pill addicts? Or is it something that someone else has helped with, like you've heard?
Like a doctor.
Doctors do certainly play their role in all this stuff, too. We're going to go to the phones again to West Virginia, where we have an anonymous, he says, psychiatrist on the line. Anonymous, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I was actually just listening to your caller beforehand on my drive home, and he does make a valid point. There have been a lot of problems here in West Virginia and other areas because the way initially a lot of these drugs were marketed were, hey, these are great alternatives for long-term pain. Unfortunately, one of the things we have learned is that, yes, these medications can be useful appropriately in short-term for pain or for other issues, even anxiolytics. However, the problem is these medications do become very, very addicting. And none of these people want to start off as saying, hey, you know, I want to be a drug addict. But the problem is you get that flip over where people who benefit from these medications and then they do become hooked. And then you move to that point where it's not that, oh, I need these medicines to feel good. It flips over to the point where I want these medicines to not feel sick, to not feel bad, to not go through withdrawal.
Right. Right.
And that's then it becomes an escalating point. Yeah, exactly. Now, and, I have seen a lot of people who they will go and get sober. And, yeah, after you get through withdrawal, because usually those first 72, 96 hours, those are the worst, absolutely the worst. But then after that, it's not so much the physiologic dependence. It does become the neurologic, that, as you said, the brain chemistry. Whenever you're looking at that mesolimbic pathway, that's when it becomes more of the truly the neurologic as opposed to the physiologic.
Yeah. Hey, Anonymous, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to stay in West Virginia where we have Jane calling in from Charleston, wants to talk about addiction. Jane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, am I on?
You are on.
All right. Well, this is to address a question that you asked about how can family members help someone who does not want to change? And okay. It's a book called Beyond Addiction, and it's how to help people with science and kindness.
Okay.
And so the family members actually are some of the best people that can help people who seemingly don't want to change make a change.
And that's got to be really hard to have. Do you have a personal experience with addiction or see it in your community?
I've worked with it as a therapist, and I teach the craft class.
Gotcha.
Which is community reinforcement and family training.
Jane, do you know who that book is written by?
Just one second. What it teaches, while I'm looking for that, is it teaches the person, the family member, about motivation, what motivates, how to motivate, and what does not work in motivation. Teaches the family member how to do self-care. It's Jeffrey Moore, PhD.
Thank you.
I have no doubt, and, you know, I used to live in Maryland, and I lived in Pennsylvania. I used to live about 5 miles from the West Virginia border, and I was gone before I left. But they talk about the epidemic spreading up and down I-81, and, you know, they used to refer to Hagerstown, Maryland as Honeytown while they were bringing through the heroin for the Northeast. They could always count on stopping in Hagerstown and selling a whole bunch at a high profit because we did have a lot of industry and a lot of serious injuries from, you know, guys that were working in warehouses or in automotive plants.
Oh, roofers, framers, contractors,
coal miners, yes.
Commercial fishermen.
Yeah.
And I guess that some... And addiction, you can't just put a label on it and say this is what causes it. But I can say that this most recent epidemic, I thoroughly put on the medical community and on the drug companies. I just do. I can't sit here and listen to person after person tell me they've been prescribed Vicodin or some other opioid longer than was necessary.
Have you checked out the New Yorker article on the Sackler family?
No, I haven't.
They made $12 million.
Oh, yes, I know.
Or $12 billion and gave our country an $81 billion price tag in legal fees, wages lost, and medical costs in addiction.
And this is Purdue Pharmaceutical, correct?
Yes.
That family, yeah. And they have been sued successfully by a number of states for damages because of the misleading. And that's the thing. It's misleading marketing, telling doctors that it's absolutely safe. You can prescribe this to a person for, 3-4 months with no concern about them becoming addicted. That's criminal.
Yeah.
It really is.
Especially when they do it to young kids. I know a kid, he's like a third cousin to me, and at 14, he was put on Suboxone because he got basically addicted to Vicodin over a soccer injury when he was like 9. And he was like violently sick, going crazy when they took him off
the
Vicodin.
Yeah, and there's there's so many stories like this, and there are also stories. And what this lady argues is that, okay, it became addicts with because it started with people on pain meds, but then it became the party drug of choice.
Now, there are losers out there, natural-born losers, these people who are just drug addicts and mess-ups. There's no one-size-fits-all for any of this drug addiction stuff.
I get that, but you can look at a point in time when it escalated, when it became used by the users who were being overprescribed, and then suddenly Vicodin becomes something that was being passed around at parties. And then you get users that had no pain issues suddenly finding them, damn, I really would like to have another one of those pills. I haven't had one in a couple of days. I'm feeling like I should have one. And then those people are getting addicted from casual use. It's just, it's crazy and insane, and my heart goes out to people that have to deal with it.
Well, anyways, I mean, this is just what happens when you government's in control, when government controls pharmaceutical industries, when government regulates markets, when the military subsidizes the harvesting or the cultivation, the harvesting, and the transportation. So yeah. Was there a big military base where all that heroin was coming from on I-81 that was getting distributed all over the country, you think?
No.
I'm not sure.
It was coming from, let me think, it would have been pre-Afghanistan, but... You know, it was, it was the same drug gangs. Back then, we had the drug gangs. And if you want to know why drug gangs are powerful, it's because of government. You want to make this stuff illegal and crack down on it. That just makes them more powerful. Their prices will go up. They create, it's more profit for them.
If you legalize all the prohibited substances or just totally, you know, regulate them like they are tomatoes, like Daryl Perry used to say in his presidential Absolutely. Campaign, it will put the gangs out of business. They will be done.
And you've got to take, and I agree with this aspect of what you're saying, you've got to take personal responsibility. If you're being overprescribed medications, and if you know it, you should, every time you go to your doctor, you should be wary, because our medical community has shown its irresponsibility in addressing the opioid crisis. That's all we got for tonight, folks. I appreciate you listening, and tune in again tomorrow for more fun.
Taxation.
855. This is ridiculous.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.